Coverage, your favorite podcast with your gorgeous hosts,
Manny MUA
and Laura Lee.
Hey,
Laura Lee, hey. With it, rock with it.
I have way too much energy for how much energy I don't actually
Laura,
have.
I was going to say, like, how did you even just do that currently?
No.
You guys, Laura has had a big filming day. Let me tell you something. Laura is...
This is video number 4 for me today.
Of the day.
So I'm a shell of a human, but it's okay.
It's okay because we're going to make it work. Because luckily this episode is actually going to be pretty chill.
And it's gossip, honey.
It's hot goss. It's fun. It's chill.
You know, I can always pipe up for a little tea.
You're like this.
Oh. Suddenly I have energy.
I'm also a little tired because this is my third of the day. So yes, I'm a little tired
course,
as well. But we're going to make it through because we're what?
Strong.
Professionals. Yes, I agree. Be a professional. Oh my gosh, you guys. So we're going to do a little spilling of the tea of like kind of beauty pet peeves that people do that kind of annoy us.
I think it is. Listen, a lot of these are catered to beauty, but honestly, a lot of them are just for everyone. Influencers in general.
It's more so like influencer culture.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As a whole, but we tend to be in the beauty lifestyle world, so it's like what I see more in my FYP in comparison, but it kind of applies to literally every single person.
Thank you to ZocDoc for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. You can literally book an appointment like same day potentially sometimes or next day, 24 hours. It's so fast. It's so easy.
You guys can go to ZocDoc.com/full to download the ZocDoc app for free and then find and book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/full. ZocDoc.com/full.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage, you guys.
Okay, and what's so cool about Smalls is that they're so confident that your cats will love their product. You can try it risk-free. That means they'll refund you if your cat will not eat their food.
Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to Smalls.com/full and use promo code FULL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FULL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FULL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Thank you to Etsy for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. Hey, Full Fam listeners, I'm here to tell you that there's no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone or any occasion. It's easy. All you have to do is tap Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. There's a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and the Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based off hundreds of personas. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
But first, peeps and
peeps.
Do you want to start?
I'll start.
Do it.
So I kind of have a pit, but it's more like a story time. So it could honestly be like either. I told you the story already, so you have to re-listen.
Me reacting as if it's my first time. I'm like, you're fucking lying. Literally.
Okay, so I went to my sculpt class, the heated sculpt class, and I walked into the room. I always get there 10 minutes early. So the room was pretty, it was honestly, when I walked in, I was the only person in there, but there were a couple other mats set out. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I set my mat up front towards the mirror, kind of where I normally go. Cool. I'm sitting there. I took a selfie. I was the only person in the room. Took a little selfie of myself, like, get the workout in. And then I just sat on my mat because it's really good to acclimate to the heat. Instead of just jumping in.
I bet.
So I'm just like chilling there. And this older lady comes in and she goes to her mat. She starts screaming. Like the way she's talking is very erratic.
Uh-huh.
I want to kind of act it out, but I want to yell. She was very loud. It wasn't subtle. It wasn't like kept under her breath. This was like, I want projecting. Other people to hear it, but I'm the only other person in the room.
She's like, what the fuck is going on in here?
Like that.
Like,
who the set there like it was very like crazy.
Like, was she speaking so that people will look at her?
Yes.
You know the vibe.
But I was the only person in the room.
You're like,
so let me tell you, I was looking down at my lap so hardcore because she's not really by me. So I'm like, I don't want to look over and you start like being like, who the fuck? And you know, I don't want to be involved.
She's like, right, Laura Lee?
Yeah. God. Well,
oh, I've
she's giving me crazy because of how she's screaming. And what it was is someone came in the classroom. She set her mat up first. Someone came in the classroom after her and set a mat up right next to her when the classroom was pretty empty. They got too close, but the classroom had a lot of space. So her thing is, bitch, I don't have room to work out. You set your mat up right next to mine when you have the whole classroom to set it out. So mm-hmm. that's the big argument.
Got it.
So she's cussing. She's screaming. She's like, who the fuck set this mat here? And I'm looking down at my lap because I'm like, it's clearly not mine. I'm sitting on my mat I don't want to be involved because I honestly don't fucking know who. So she swings the door open of the classroom and she starts screaming out into the hallway. No. Whose mat is this? Who? She's like, oh, it's you? Oh, it's you? Because I'm like, you know, doing the side eye trying to look like this. That's me. That's me.
I know that little eye.
I don't want to be involved.
This eye's closed and this is open. Like, that's like a doll.
That one's meditating. And this one's fully involved.
And this one's a chameleon like this.
It's fully involved. So that is literally what's going on. So the girl, she's like screaming in the hallway. So then a younger girl comes in and she's like, my mat's not that close to you. I can set my mat here if I want to. And she's like, you got me pinned against the wall. Move your mat over. And the girl's like, no. I was like, oh, hell, this girl just, I'm like, you go to work out next to crazy here? She just went crazy.
About to be a girl fight.
Yes.
Like, literally.
So
Laura's like,
damn.
World star, fight.
And I'm telling you, they're not talking like me and Maya. Like, they are screaming at each other so loud that the teacher, like, you can hear them.
Right.
So the teacher flies in the classroom, the door flings open, and I was like, thank God, because I am the only other person
it's
in this classroom.
It's them two battling, and then you're like this.
Yeah, literally. And when the teacher came in, a couple other students were starting to come in because we were getting closer to time for the class to start. I'm talking about they're having a full-fledged screaming match. So the younger girl moves her mat over 1 inch. And I'm saying a literal inch. I watch her because I'm looking in the mirror and I can see them.
Right.
And I'm talking about she goes, there, I moved it. She's like, I don't want to move it any further because then I won't have a great spot in the mirror. And I'm like, oh, hell. I'm like, first of all, you're crazy because I could never work out with someone who just started screaming and going crazy.
They're crazy, clearly.
They're crazy. And the other girl refuses to move. So the teacher gets in between them and she's like, can you not move your mat? And she goes, I did. I moved it. And I wanted to be like, girl, you moved it.
You're like, Laura's like, an inch.
And then I turn back around, go back to meditation. Maybe like this. An inch, bitch.
An inch.
That's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm not on the Karen side who like went crazy because that was so inappropriate. So anyways, she's like, she has to be pinned against the wall, blah, 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 blah. And I just want you to keep in mind, like I have worked out with people way closer to me than where they were at, but the classroom was packed.
So it made sense.
There wasn't space.
Right.
So then she goes, well, can you move to the woman against the wall? And she's like, I was here first. I don't want to move. And she's like, well, you guys figure it out.
Literally, I'm like, what else do you say? Like, figure it out or leave the class.
When I tell you these two bitches stay right beside each other on top, literally on top of each other in this empty classroom and do the whole workout.
Like, why am I imagining one of them like this? And she's like this.
That's literally...
I'm imagining them doing stretches and they're like...
So the best part of this whole story is that the selfie I took before anyone was in the classroom has a picture of the two mats in it right beside each other. So I'm going to insert that.
You literally have proof.
I have proof
you
of what
a detective.
Happened. Because I was like, this is the best part of the story is like I have the picture of the two mats in the background of my selfie. So I'm going to post it and you guys tell me what you think about the mat setup.
What do you think of the mat setup? Because I feel like you're a yogi. Like, you know the vibes. I have my thoughts on, like, how it should have been handled. But
okay.
I'm curious, as someone who goes often, what would you have done in the situation being the woman who was coming in and someone was next to you?
If I set my mat up first.
Yes.
Okay, so this actually has happened to me. And it was a man that did it to me. And he didn't set up right beside me. It was an empty classroom, too. Empty. I'm talking, like, two other mats in this big-ass room.
Mm-hmm.
Empty. And I set my mat in the middle of the classroom, not in the front, in the middle.
Yeah.
And the man set his up directly behind me with about approximately an inch and a half of space, probably this tight to me. I'm talking about an inch. Like, I'm not even being facetious here.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at him. I picked up my mat and I jerked it over like two full mat spaces away from him.
Yeah.
And then I sat on my mat like this. And that's how I handled the situation. I moved.
Yes.
I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking here, sir.
Right.
But you're not going to set up 1 inch behind me when the classroom is empty. Uh-huh. That's the big thing here. The classroom's empty. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I handled it. And if I was the woman and I just really didn't want to move, I would have waited till the person came in the classroom. I would have said, hey, we're kind of pinned against the wall together. You mind scooting over a few inches? And I bet you I could have got her to do it.
And that's how you do it.
Because what do you always say? You can catch more
flies with honey than vinegar.
Yeah. So that's probably how I would have. Like, if I really didn't want to move, I would have been like sweet and been like, hey, we're both kind of pinned. Yeah.
You would have gotten your way. I can attest the amount of times like where I was kind of annoyed something, but I handled it with like grace. And was sweet about it. And I'm not kidding you, 99% of the time, get my way.
Dude, this woman all was like cussing her out from the jump.
She almost like was like, she wanted to battle immediately. Yes. And it's like, to me, like I understand being kind of annoyed, but like, girl, you like pin me and like, that's annoying and that's corny.
The setup was crazy.
The setup's crazy, I get it. But like coming in and being like, who the fuck? Like, if you're that type of person, you can't expect things to go your way. I'm sorry. Because you're attracting this crazy manic energy into your life because mm-hmm. you're putting that out. So I'm like, mm-hmm. you're never going to get your way. And you trying to handle situations by yelling, screaming, being crazy. It's like, it's never going to, like, you're never going to get as far
never.
Doing that.
And let's say I'm a lunatic and I set my mat that close to someone because I have no fucking common sense. If someone came at me like that, I think I'm prideful, but apparently I'm not, because there's no way in cold hell I would do a hour-long workup next to a person that just cussed me out, scream a stranger. Uh-uh. There's no way I'm going to sit right beside them to be like prideful and be like, no, bitch, you just cussed me out. Deal with it. No way.
I'm in the corner.
No way. I'm moving. I would say some shit. I would say some shit for sure. Like, I'm not that spooky. Like, I'm going to have to
get a little silver tongue. Yeah, you're going to get her.
I'm going to get her, and then I'm going to move quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So also, it's like, it's very awkward to work out next to someone in that situation where you're on top of each other. Like,
that's tension?
I'm imagining them being like, literally, like, eyes closed, like.
Literally
what I imagine.
It's
so stupid.
My God.
I feel like they were both low-key in the wrong.
I do too, to be honest, Manny.
But I just feel like it could have been handled so much better.
Also, like, I forgot what I was going to say.
Like, don't, like, literally do not put your mat right next to mine in an empty
room.
That's
crazy to me.
That's almost
that
okay.
Forever will
okay,
be crazy
you know what's funny?
Because
Laura told me a story. I correlated to her when I was like, yo, like when men go into the bathroom and there's urinals lined up and there's like literally, let's say 10 urinals and they have no border. So it's literally like urinal next to something. To me, if I'm in the middle urinal or like on the side and you're pissing right next to me when there's 8 other urinals that are not being used, that's a problem for
me. That would be a problem.
Move
for me.
The fuck away. Like, stop trying to like just be so. I don't even give a fuck. Like, if you're gay, whatever it might be, like, do not be so close to me when I'm peeing. Like, get away.
That would literally
like,
be,
that
a
would
big
be a problem.
You know what also is a problem? When you're in a wide open parking lot and a car parks right fucking beside you and you're sitting in your car like, are you insane right now?
Uh-huh.
Like, you're at
it's
the,
literally, are you
like
insane?
A wide open parking lot, a million spots, and this car, that is a huge problem for me.
Okay, this is kind of fun to do these problems. Another problem for me real quick is when you're paying in line at like, let's say a register or something like that. There's no line behind you. There's only one person behind you, but they're on your ass. Like, they're 2 inches from you. And I'm literally like, there's no line behind you. Back up 6 feet.
Back up.
Back the fuck off me and give me my space.
If I feel or if I can smell you or feel your breath, you better get.
Get out of my fucking face. And I'm like, we're in a post-COVID world. Get out of my face.
This is common sense, people.
It is.
This is common sense.
That to me, like when someone's right behind me at a cash register, when there's no one behind them, I need you to back up.
Back the fuck up.
It's like that, where it's like, if you have space to move, just move.
There's no common sense left.
God dang.
I swear. So I so badly wanted to be on the older lady's side, but the way she handled it, I was like, nah, you're
acting
nasty.
A fool.
You are nasty, nasty.
Mm-hmm. Like, you would have been on her side if she was normal.
Uh-huh.
But since you came in guns blazing, Karen from the OC.
From the OC, honey.
Like, you know it's
Newport Beach.
It's very Newport.
It's giving Newport Beach.
It's giving Newport.
It's giving, I've never been told no before in my whole entire life.
It's literally giving Newport wasp. Yeah. And I'm like, how have you never been told no with that kind of fucking attitude?
A girl.
I'm glad that she was told no, and I'm glad the girl only moved an inch.
Honestly, yes. I was glad to not be involved. Also, whenever the other people were coming into the classroom, because they're literally screaming, Manny, not talking to each other. They're yelling. the other girls try to look at me like, oh my God. And I was like, don't even look at me because this bitch is crazy back here.
She'll go off on you.
Yes. The second she catches us making faces, I'm gonna body slam her.
Uh-huh. You're gonna go
like
this.
And I don't wanna do that. Yeah.
You're gonna lift her by her neck.
And I don't want to do that. And then the other young girl starts beating her ass. Like, I don't want to do any of that. I don't want to be involved at all. I'm so glad it wasn't me and I have common sense. So I was like, I literally, because I looked around, the girl was like, I was like, we're not getting involved.
And the thing is, if someone does that to me, I'm gonna break.
Oh, I know.
Because I am gonna giggle.
Oh,
and I'm gonna be like,
look at you. If you were in the room, I would look so far. Actually, I'd be like, this. Oh my God. No, me and you with the flash on.
And I'm like, this is going on TikTok.
Oh, it would have been a TikTok moment if you saw the way she was screaming because it was
loud. If we were in that room,
we would have blown that shit up and made it so much.
Yeah, we would actually made it something like, this woman's being crazy.
You're crazy. Now move the mat. Like, we put our mats right beside her.
No, the woman turns on the
chest. Oh, yeah. We're
not. Actually, her head goes into a full 360.
Yeah. Starts levitating. That's
with
what would happen.
Stomach forward like this.
So, let me tell you something. I was like, I come here for peace and to be off my phone. Like, let me just.
And it's the complete opposite of what happened. I'm like, y'all are going in for yoga and shit and y'all are acting a fool. I'm like, isn't that like the opposite? Like, are supposed to be like balancing and peaceful and shit?
She was like, and how about we, whenever she walked away, she was like, and how about we keep the energy at a peaceful level? Because they were
the
screaming.
Woman said that?
The teacher.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm like, please no. The woman comes, the one that was causing a mess, she's like, I just want everyone to be at peace.
Why is it normally like that though? It's the one that, it's
the delusion.
The most.
It's the delusion.
That's Daniel. That- Everyone needs to calm
the fuck. Daniel's literally tasing.
Yeah,
he's tasing people.
Tasing people.
Tasing people. And he's like, calm down. You're escalating.
That was a crazy situation, though. I'm not going to lie. I've never experienced people screaming at each other like that in that room.
Something like, kind of like, I'm so intrigued by people yelling at each other. I'm just like,
trust and
like,
believe.
It's freaking,
like,
it's like crazy.
In the mirror.
Where I'm kind of like, holy fuck, holy fuck. Holy fuck, holy fuck.
I just didn't
like,
want
I
them seeing me see
yes.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm there.
Baby, you're the only one in the room. Oh, you absorbed every bit of that tea.
I did.
That is crazy, Laura. What a good fucking pit, honestly. The whole story.
That's great. Thank you to ZocDoc for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online.
You guys, you know how you'll review restaurants you go to and hotels
products.
Uh-huh. We review everything. But what's crazy is we don't check the reviews on our medical professionals. With ZocDoc, it makes it so easy to do that.
I personally love ZocDoc and have used it before to find someone that wanted like a very niche thing like a derm or something along those lines, and it's easy because you can literally book an appointment like same day potentially sometimes or next day, 24 hours. It's so fast, it's so easy, and honestly at the end of the day it's free, so why not use it? And you can find places that like literally use your insurance. That's amazing.
Which can be incredibly hard to do. And doctors that actually take new patients. So it's really fantastic for that. And the best thing is that it's free. You guys can go to ZocDoc.com/full to download the ZocDoc app for free. And then find and book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/full. ZocDoc.com/full.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage, you guys. Cats, like us, like humans, like every other animal, want a variety in their diet, just like, you know, everyone does. And they're great companions, and, you know, they bring so much joy to people's lives, as Laura is a cat mother herself, you know, and it's like, we want to have great food for them.
So I switched over to Smalls a few months back, almost a year ago now, I feel like. But anyways, mm-hmm. my cats are obsessed with it. Actually, they were obsessed with it from the jump. Their favorite flavor is fish. Shocking. Mm-hmm.
Shocking to no one.
They fight over the fish. So what I have to do is I have to split and put a little bit of fish in each. Because sometimes there's birds.
I'm freaking dead.
Yes, you know my cats are divas, but they love Smalls.
Do you know what's so funny, guys? The other day I was at Laura's house and I was looking for a snack. And so I was going to go and I went to the freezer to go check if I could find like a little like snack. And I opened it and it was filled with Smalls. And it just cracked me up. And I'm like, this is our girl here, cat food. It was so fun, you guys. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/full and use promo code FULL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FULL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FULL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. My pit is that I got a notice from the fire department that my backyard was too overgrown.
Oh, God.
And
do you have a gardener?
We do have a gardener. But, like, it's like, so you know my yard, like, how it goes really high up?
It does.
Like, those part like is, like, not trimmed. It's, like, kind of foresty up there. But, like, the part that's close to my house, like, all that's, like, taken care of every single week.
So you had to pay.
So they're, like, I had to pay $1,000.
Ah, tree
to
trimming.
To do just to trim, not even the trees. I'm talking about, like, the brush.
Oh, wow.
The brush of the entire hill that I live on.
Oh, fuck.
For them to just trim, like, I just pay $1,000 for them to trim the entire.
And it'll be back soon.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that, like, the fire department sends out letters that are like, hey, your shit
someone
is, like, a mess.
Someone reported you.
Yeah.
They don't know.
But who's reporting me?
One of your neighbors, definitely.
You can't even, like, you only have two neighbors that can see my stuff.
And then one of, that narrows it down for
who
you.
Who the fuck is reporting me?
I think
me?
It's time for us to start knocking on some doors.
Hey, bitch! Which one of my neighbors, or the thing is also, like, I don't know if this happens to you, but, like, someone will come to check your water levels.
Mm. I just haven't seen them if they have.
So they, a lot of times, like, they'll come to the sides of the house and they'll check the water levels for, like, the city.
Mm-hmm.
And they come, like, every few weeks. So I wonder if
maybe
they reported me
because
they just saw the yard.
That could have been the case.
So it could have been, like, actually, like, from the city. So I'm like, that makes more sense. But I got reported.
Wow.
To the
I'm
fire
shocked.
Department.
I'm actually shocked.
I'm over here like this. I'm like, Aaron, I need you to call in some fucking favors for me.
Yo, his brother's
brother,
a firefighter.
Yeah. I'm like, Aaron,
oh
can you come
my
cut
God.
My fucking trees?
My niece. You,
no,
call, the,
Aaron.
You call the wrong
I'm like,
Aaron.
Aaron. I'm like, Aaron, do you want to come cut some trees? Aaron's like,
okay.
I'm in college. I'm literally in college right now. Like, I don't know
wow.
what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, my God. So when did you get your tree? Your
today.
Bush? Oh, really?
And
good.
That's why
you
I was blocked
home.
In.
That's, oh.
So I also blocked in because I literally come outside. My cars are blocked in by a wood chipper. And I literally didn't know whose wood chipper was, not realizing that they were cutting down my stuff.
Sure.
And I literally was like, who the fuck is blocking me with these fucking wood chippers? Mind you, it's literally, they're
you're
wood chipping my
up.
House. The wood and I literally come out and I'm like, y'all are blocking me in with your wood chipper. Like, I have to go. Like, I, and I'm literally, like, fully, like, I'm, like, painted. Like, my face is, like, fully glam.
You should
I'm
have the
highlighted.
Oh, my God.
No, I should
you
have.
Your ass beat.
And I'm literally, like, ass, like, a thong on my shirt. And I'm like, where the fuck do I go yeah. to? Who do I have to talk to?
That is crazy.
But it was my people who was wood chipping. So, I was trapped. So that's my pit. I have to pay hella money just to, like, trim.
Owning a house,
brushes.
Expenses come out the wazoo. So I always tell
out
people
nowhere.
Before you buy a house, just make sure you have money to pay for other things than the mortgage because
literally.
Shit just falls out of
the sky.
The sky.
And it's literally every single month, I swear
mm-hmm.
to God. Like, there's always something. There's always an expense. There's always
month.
An expenditure. I have these little, like, the pollen has fallen off all over, like, my house.
Yeah.
I have so much pollen everywhere. Because of, like,
the
those
trees.
Little, they look worms,
yeah.
like little worm pollen. And it was, now it's like they're gone because the people came. But my entire house
Oof.
Looked like it was covered in maggots.
Wow. Those little, I know what you're
the
talking about.
The maggot mobile.
Oh,
my car was the maggot mobile.
It got you. Didn't. Oh, yeah. You sent a picture. I saw a picture.
Yes.
Of that. I was like, oof.
I'm like, and the thing is because everything's wet from the rain.
Mm-hmm,
I couldn't just
mm-hmm.
like.
Oh, yeah.
It was
soggy.
Mm-hmm.
It's soggy.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yup. Yup.
Okay, my peak this week is also kind of random, but Daily Mail did an article on me, and they've tried
oh,
to do an article on me many, many times, but I never answer them back, because a lot of times whenever you give the okay and the answer some questions for a, what do you call them, like a, like for an article,
like a press,
they
like
typically
a,
can write an extremely, what can happen is they can write an extremely nasty article,
mm-hmm.
and like you don't know the context of the article, and then you're just in it,
mm-hmm.
and so it was on my Kardashian closet videos, and Daily Mail's hit me up several times, because everybody finds it really fascinating, the fact that the Kardashians sell their used clothes, because no one understands why, because obviously that would be a drop in the bucket for how much, they're
totally,
billionaires,
totally,
a lot
totally.
Of them are billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
So it like it doesn't make sense, and like majority of stuff on their website is new
and not worn.
It's not worn, so it's like, what is the point? I have a conspiracy that I would like to say.
Please
I have a
give.
Conspiracy. So a lot of people are like, it's a tax write-off, but that doesn't make sense, because if they're buying your used stuff, you're still making income. You have to report that income. It's not a donation. You're selling
right.
it, so that would be actually worse for your taxes. It would
then
chip,
it would make less
it would,
sense.
Yes, it, that's more of an income they have to report.
Mm-hmm.
So it
you buy it for
sense.
$1,000, you get $500 for it. So then you made it
for
still $500.
I think a lot of the stuff they don't buy, though, I think stylists pull it for them, or it's gifted, which is gifted. Crazy they sell it. Okay, but here's my conspiracy, and it's alleged. It's I have no factual proof. So I've always had the conspiracy that either, like, their cousin Cece or, like, their aunt who's on the show occasionally is running it for them. Because every time I smell the clothes, it definitely smells like it's been in a person's home. I almost want to say an older person's home.
White diamonds.
It doesn't. Yes. It's giving. It's so it doesn't stink. White diamonds. It just smells like almost like white diamonds. Okay. Are you picking up? Like, you walk into grandmother's perfect home.
I know it well.
So that's what everything for years that I bought there smells like. Okay.
I did not expect that. I was expecting something completely different.
So I'm
different.
Like, okay, I feel like a family member or somebody, because I know this isn't how the Kardashians' house smells. And all the clothing and I bought from all sisters, it smells the same. So this is my conspiracy. Either their cousin, aunt, family member, they are giving all their shit they don't want to this person, and they're letting a family member sell it all for them and keep the money.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
That would make sense. So they're basically, because this person is, you know, getting the stuff for free from their famous nieces or cousins, whoever it may be. And they're selling it all, and they're like she's making a living off of it. And they're in a way, donating all their stuff to their family member.
So they are writing it off, technically, if they're donating it to their family member.
I guess so. And then if the family member kept it, she would have to report it on her taxes. But that's like a lot of fucking money. Like,
dude, yeah.
Which is great.
You're spending like what? Like, you were telling me, you're like, oh, like $5 shoes.
But the great thing is people are like, why the fuck would you ever buy that? I'm like, did you even watch the video? I just bought $1,000 pair of shoes for $300 that are brand spanking new. That's why.
And they're designer and nice.
And they're literally designer brand new. So nice.
It's almost like you're getting them on like sale in a weird way.
Exactly. It's like the Real Real. But their prices are better than the Real Real. The Real Real marks stuff down, like they mark it down, but not like half off.
No, and the
Kardashians
also
are selling it for like a fraction.
You're blessed that you have Kylie the same size.
Yes. And
so that's also a blessing as a foot.
So it's like a really great deal, you know what I mean? But anyways, I have a lot of people, it's very controversial that I do it.
What did you tell Daily Mail with during it? Like, did they ask you why they do it, you think?
All I said is whenever they asked that, I said, I do wonder why they do it with their billionaire status. Totally. Like it seems like it would be a drop in the bucket. So like, I am confused as to why they do it. But I said, I'm so happy they do, because over the years, I've found so many incredible designer pieces for literally not even half the cost, like a quarter of the cost.
Literally.
And majority of them are brand new and are pieces I've worn over and over again. So I'm like, it's honestly a win for me. So like, I love that they do it and hope they keep doing
it.
Like,
help, please keep doing it.
But yeah.
And they're always nice designer shoes. Like, they're always pretty.
Really pretty.
Good
stuff.
Things. Yeah. Do you like get their shoes more than you get their outfits?
Yeah, I probably buy the shoes the most. I'm also really, I don't like buying super high-end designer clothes like for thousands of dollars because I think it's such a waste.
I do too. And you're like, what, going to wear it like one time?
And then people just resell it. But I'm like, you still lose money on it. So, because
you're buying it for $1,000, you're selling it for $800. Yeah, you're like, well, I'm still losing $300.
Yeah, no.
I agree.
So yeah,
that's cool though. At least you got to write. You're in the article.
Yeah, they did an article,
and they weren't trying you.
Mm-mm, no,
that's good.
So you know, what's your pee?
It would love to try it. I feel like my pee is like all the fun birthday activities that I had.
Yeah,
it was just like a really positive, really fun birthday. I had a great time. You made me a beautiful cake.
Yeah.
I watched the vlog back. That was so fucking cute.
Wasn't it cute?
It was so cute. And I just really enjoyed it, and I had a great time, and it was really nice again to celebrate with my friends, and everyone made me feel so like loved. You know, and it was just nice. And I got to see my parents literally the next day. They came up, and so I got to spend time with them too. So it was overall just like a really fun 33-year-old experience.
I love that.
But the second I hit 33, I'm like, okay, so I have more gray hairs now than I ever did? Or?
You do have more gray hairs.
Babe, you see that?
This is scary, because when I knew you didn't have any.
None.
I always had them. I mean, my word. Yeah, your gray hairs are crazy. Luckily, they're complimentary on men and frowned upon on women.
It's such a double standard.
It is, but I mean, that's not your problem.
Right. But I'm like tempted. I'm like, do I start dyeing them? Or
no, I like them.
They're
leave
fine,
them.
Yeah?
Leave them.
And I feel like as long as I really
want to
don't...
say, even though if someone comes at me and they're like, grow your hair out, I'm like, shut up.
No.
But I'm like, leave them.
Babe, leave them. We're good. Yeah, so it's like, it is funny that I'm like, damn. I saw this video recently, actually, Laura, that it was like, she's like, I'm a professional esthetician. These are the three ages of when you like start to notice big differences like your face. Like,
I know
what
35 was one.
35 is one.
Oh, it hit me hard. My face said.
Did you like, she was saying, she's like, you can like literally like look at the mirror and be like, what the fuck's going on? Like, mm-hmm. you can literally do that. And then mm-hmm. another one happens at like 39, I think 39 to 40.
That's so sick.
I'm like, damn. And I think another one happens when you're like in your like 49, 48. Like that's when like another big one where you wake up and you're like, I don't know who the fuck that bitch is.
You know what? I always was like, I'm not a plastic surgeon girly. Not totally. Because I'm against it, because I'm a pussy.
Totally. You would.
I would.
You would.
I would. Totally. Trust and believe. Mm-hmm. I think I will.
For the babe.
Yeah. Like I think I'm gonna have to get brave.
The bravery will be the room with us, because I will be getting a ponytail lift the house.
Every single day I look in the mirror and I pull these, all this right here. Like, and I look just like myself right here when I do this. Oh, and it's the smallest pull.
Very small.
I look just like myself when I was like 19, 20.
Mm-hmm.
If I just do like literally a quarter of an inch mm-hmm, pull mm-hmm. and I go, oh, I'm gonna facelift.
You're like, oh, that's it. That's all I needed.
Yep.
I even like sometimes I'll like take a photo and I'm like doing this, like just kind of pulling, because I want to see more of my eye so you can see it. And I literally am like,
mm-hmm.
how fucking dare you mm-hmm. start to sag on me. And they were saying like when you're starting to get in your late 30s, it's like when you get jowly, like the jowls start to appear here, like things will sag here. And I'm like, I'm actually not prepared for jowls.
I'm all fucked up around the mouth area. I'm very expressive and my face is like very narrow. So it's just like a lose. I do red light therapy. I do retinols. I do
everything.
I sleep on my back. I do everything to prevent it. And it's just going to take a facelift. And if you tell me to age gracefully, I will look like a cat woman. And you won't stop
me. And you can't say shit. At the end of the day, I'm going to age how I want to age.
I'm going to age like shit.
I'm going to look like shit and you can't stop me.
I love whenever you see a famous celebrity who's like aged naturally, mm-hmm. like just like completely normal. And you know they have the resources to go get it done. So the comments are always, I love that she chose to age gracefully, because obviously they had a choice there with the income.
Mm-hmm.
I love whenever I see that and I'm like, why are all the comments talking about her aging gracefully? You're literally saying she's old. She looks old.
I think it's also really hilarious when they think that the celebrity didn't have Botox and filler.
Hilarious.
Because, yeah, they might not be getting facelifts and going under fully, mm-hmm. but for you to think that they're not being touched by an angel.
You've been fooled.
You've been fooled.
You've been fooled.
You've been absolutely fooled. I would say 90% do it. And mm-hmm. like they might be doing it in a subtle way where they're able to still express for movies mm-hmm. and things like that. But don't try to come over here and be like, I just love that they're aging gracefully. They never did anything. I'm like,
you're literally
they did.
Saying they look old also.
And they look old.
You're literally saying, by saying they age gracefully, you're literally calling them. Like, why can't we just not like, I don't know. It's like if we see a wrinkle on a woman, we have to say a comment about it.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean?
It's
like,
crazy.
We have to say they age gracefully mm-hmm. or we have to say they should have done more. Like, we can't just like.
Let it be.
I mean, men look like wrinkled up prunes and we're like, they're so daddy and sexy. But women, if they have a wrinkle, it's like we have to make a comment about it. We can't just see it and just talk about what the interview is about. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Especially with interviews and especially like celeb interviews, like specifically. I just saw the one recently with
Rachel McAdams.
God. Okay, Rachel McAdams. I saw that one. And then I also saw one with, why am I spacing on her name? She was married to Brad Pitt.
Angelina.
Angelina, and they were like looking at her and like the comments were literally like, something's different about her. Like something's really weird. And I'm like, and then the other comments were like, you guys, she's just aging gracefully. Like, why are you guys trying to pick apart mm-hmm. like the fact that like they were saying like, oh my God, she looks like crazy. She looks different. And I'm like, she doesn't look crazy. She doesn't look different. She still looks beautiful. She just looks slightly older than she did
because she's
10 years
not
ago.
Immortal.
What do you like? What do people expect?
What the real goof and gag is going to be really great is like when people who haven't aged yet, aka younger people, they do realize that the clock is ticking.
You're going to age.
You either die or you
hopefully.
Age. There's no in between.
If you're blessed, you'll age.
You die or you age. Mm-hmm. If you're blessed, you age.
If you're blessed, you will age. Divalicious Diva.
So,
things will fall.
Careful.
Gravity will take effect. And things will be happening.
You know what used to always piss me off really bad, though? I had a very small... I was a 00 in high school. Small, small, small girl. Mm-hmm. Small figure. And a lot of older women would always tell me, you're small now, but wait till you get older. All the time. They're like, it's your metabolism because you're 18. It's your metabolism because mm-hmm. you're 17. And I'm like, why are you so angry that, like, you're mad at me? Like, you're like, it's also like you're not going to look like that forever, honey. No, and the weird thing. That's what they would say to me.
The weird thing is, like, what even prompted that?
Right. Like,
you're
I
not
walked
over here
in
like,
the room,
hey,
like,
old bitch. Yeah. No, like, right? Like, you're not walking in being like, hey, you fucking grandma.
So I have a message for, my message for young people is you're going to age too, but my message mm-hmm. for old people is let the youth enjoy their youth. Let them be skinny. Let them.
You
did.
Fucking did.
Let them have their time. Don't rub in their face. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be like that forever. Well, it just might be.
You never
you
know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Technology is getting crazy.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be living what till we're 150 soon?
You know what's so crazy too? I have one more comment and I'll shut the fuck up and we can move on. But my body has changed so much from when I was 16, 17 mm-hmm. to a 35-year-old woman. Like my titties, like everything, my stomach, everything mm-hmm. looks different. You turn to a woman. And I will say if I would have had kids young, I would have attributed all of my body changes to giving birth.
To giving birth. Mm-hmm.
But
instead of being like
a
aging.
Natural aging thing, I would have mm-hmm. like if I had kids in my 20s, everything that's changed on me now, I probably would have been like because of my children.
Because of having kids.
But it's a different perspective when you have no kids and mm-hmm. you see all these changes to your body. You have to remember like your body is naturally going to change. I love my body though.
Absolutely.
Like I love the way it looks. I like it better now than when I was a 00. Like I just like the way it looks. It looks same. More womanly. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like you look beautiful. I could not agree more. I feel the exact same with me. And like I was just saying with Daniel when he was here, how I've never been as heavy as I am right now, like mm-hmm. on a scale. Mm-hmm. But I've never felt as healthy as I do, and I feel like looked as good not with clothes on,
yeah,
as I do now.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, the scale might show that I am the heaviest I've ever been.
Yeah.
But I feel the most comfortable.
Right.
Too. So
right.
It's like I have to.
Your body definitely, in my opinion, not that you should come on other people's bodies, but I think it looks the best. That ever has.
Who's?
Yours.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh my God, thank you. I feel like it does too. And like, I am mm-hmm. appreciating that because it's mm-hmm. like, again, I'm never gonna be as young as I am in this moment. And I have to stop being hard on myself because there's been so many years I would just berate my own self. Mm-hmm. And like, I look back mm-hmm. and be like, I wasn't even fat.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I was fat.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's like the truth of where it's like, you have to appreciate what you have in that moment. You have to appreciate your body, appreciate your youth because you'll never be as young as you are. And then you'll look back in the future, I mean, like, damn, I really was sickening and I didn't appreciate
it. Man, and you could have went around thinking you were so sickening.
I could have been in a thong.
Yes! Yes!
In a thong.
Damn.
And it's like, you have to be able to know that. And I think that comes with maturity and age. Like, that happens, but I wish I had instilled that when I was a little bit younger.
You'll never be as young as you are right now, so you better absorb every ounce of youth. Yeah.
And in 5 minutes, we'll be older.
It's so true. Yeah. Thank you to Etsy for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. Hey, Full Fam listeners, I'm here to tell you that there's no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone or any occasion. It's easy. All you have to do is tap Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. There's a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And the Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based off hundreds of personas.
Let me tell you something. I am a massive fan of Etsy's gift mode because I literally just used it. I'm not kidding you. Like 4 days ago, I was shopping for another friend of mine who is also an Aries. And I was like, I want to find these like, and there was a section, guess what? It goes, the Aries.
Oh,
there's like a list of things
that
are like the 90s kid, the Aries, the anime fan, the baker, the baseball fan. So the fact that there was a the Aries section, I was so gagged. And there's a lot of things I wanted for myself because I'm also an Aries. But it's really, really fantastic and so easy to find great gifts for people in your life.
Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail. Mm-mm.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, pet peeve.
Let me get my old Rolodex out of my pet peeves. Manny, why don't you start with the headband? Because I feel like this one...
Let me start off strong because I kind of did a video like this on TikTok too, and it inspired the conversation. I'm like, Lord, I feel like we should do a beauty pet peeves because combined, you know, we have a lot.
Oh, we got some shit.
So my first one is going to be... taking off my video is the Get Ready With Me hairbands. The bonnets. The baby bonnet headbands that kind of look like croissant rolls. I think they're ugly.
Yeah.
And I stand by that 1000%. And I'm glad that it works for people and it really takes all their hair back. And I'm glad that it really does work. But in my personal and humble opinion, I don't think it looks cute. I just notice them and I'm just kind of like, oh, those look like shit. But it's funny how people will comment, be like, oh my God, like I love my headband. I'm like, I'm so glad you love it. I don't love it.
Yeah.
But I'm so
glad you spent your money on it. I'm glad you like it. They're very defensive of that.
Absolutely.
Headband.
And like, I'm like, absolutely do your thing. Defend yourself. But I don't like it. So at the end of the day, I'm still not going to like it. And it's funny. Someone commented.
Do your thing. Defend yourself.
Great. But I just don't like it. And it was funny because someone commented on the video and they were like, Laura wears those headbands. How dare you? And I literally respond back to them.
Oh.
And I'm like, Laura would never wear those headbands. She actually wears really cute aloe headbands.
Oh. You know what's funny is I have mentioned long, long ago in the past that I don't love those headbands or something like that. So actually, I don't wear those. That was wrong. That was incorrect.
Well, they were incorrect. They were just wrong. And I think they were trying to like
just spook make a point.
Because it's like, oh well, Laura does it, and I was like,
no,
she doesn't actually.
I don't.
So, joke's on you, bitch.
Gotcha.
I'm like this.
Gotcha. Okay, mine.
Get it.
So I want to first say mine is the pot calling the kettle black, which means I've done this many times. So for me to say it annoys me is kind of fucked up. But okay, I mean,
we have moments.
I'm not perfect. And y'all keep doing it. You know.
It is what it is.
I guess the way, let me just say what it is. Okay, so brands do this thing where they'll buy a specific influencer, normally of grander scale of numbers,
design, macro influencer
designer items to send with the PR. And basically what that does is it ensures that the product's going to get reviewed. It's going to get press from that influencer. It's going to get a good review at that. And overall, like, let's say a brand sent you a Prada bag. A brand has literally for Christmas mailed me a Prada handbag, okay? Mm-hmm. And the first thing I did is I snapped it and was like, oh my God, you know, I did the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Now, hindsight being 2020, I look back at that and I go, wow, that must have been really fucking annoying for my audience to sit there
and see
that. Like, that must have been really unfun for me to sit here. So it's just an in general brand sending designer things to specific influencers and then them opening them up on camera. It's just such a huge disconnect,
right?
You know, with the mm-hmm. audience and seeing it. Mm-hmm. But I've done it, and I've done it more than once too. And coming from the influencer side, okay, let's let the audience, you guys listening, put yourselves in the influencer's shoes.
Or like what they are, as someone receiving it.
Receiving it. Mm-hmm. Let's say a brand, let's just say Tarte. Tarte has never sent me a designer item, by the way, but maybe they have, but I don't know. Mm. Let's just use Tarte. Let's say Tarte sends you a $5,000 Prada bag. Are you going to post it, or are you going to be like
not?
Not. You kind of have the pressure on you as pressure. The influencer to post it.
Yes. And you're yes, thankful because you're it's thankful crazy.
Because it's crazy.
And you're thankful it's because crazy. It's crazy.
It is crazy, Manny, for a brand to send that.
It's crazy.
That. So
when you're getting sent things that are worth thousands of dollars, you feel this almost sense of like obligation. But then you think about it too and you're like, are they buying my affection?
That. So,
it's so weird.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. So I guess my pet peeve, I guess, I am a culprit of it. I've done it in the past. So,
I've done it in the past as well. Yes. I can't
so
say like I haven't.
So I can't even say shit really. Mm-hmm. But I guess looking at it, I do see how like it's kind of fucked up because
or annoying.
It's annoying because like one, it's annoying for the audience member to see it.
Right.
They're spending their hard earned money.
When the influencer can afford it. That's why it's probably that's probably why it's the gag and annoying, because it's like, bitch, you can buy your own fucking bag and they're sending you a bag. What the fuck?
To ensure the free product, well, it's not free, but the product promotion and the good reviews.
It stays going.
But and I feel it also creates a level of dishonesty.
In a way, and the thing is, like, the gag is no influencer is going to think, now I have to do great reviews. I don't think that they genuinely would think mm-hmm. that. I think that it seeps into your subconscious that the brand did something so grand and so sweet and so nice for you.
That you know better.
That you feel like you almost can't say something mm-hmm. negative because they did such a huge gesture. Mm-hmm. When that's so, like, the opposite of what you should be doing as an influencer and a creator.
Right. See,
and you should
that's
be having your audience's back. Mm-hmm. So it's this very weird, and it's crazy because like when you, mind you, obviously us doing this for so long and we look back at things that have happened in our past, you see it for what it is.
Yeah.
And because it's happened to us a lot before, it's like, I feel like those things were happening to get a certain reaction mm-hmm. out of mm-hmm. influence, out of us in some capacity.
And for somebody who isn't used to these things, like, you're going to get a reaction out of me. And I gave
Absolutely.
The reaction. I really did. And so mm-hmm. I guess the pet peeve isn't so much the influencer, because I think anybody in their right mind like would post. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Because you are grateful. Like,
yeah. And you want to be like, oh my God, thank you to the brand. And like, do mm-hmm. them the favor back after they sent you this luxurious gift and give them the press on it. Like, you want to do that for them right. and be a good person, but then at the same time it's kind of annoying. So I guess I should really say it's kind of the brand's fault.
Yeah.
I kind of think it's the brand's fault. Mm-hmm. They show favoritism, they show we're willing to give things to get those good reviews. Mm-hmm. So really, I think instead of attacking the influencer for doing it, maybe we should not attack the brand, but say how we feel to the brands that do it.
Right. Also, I will say too, like, what do you think about this? This is just like a random like niche moment of this thing. If you reviewed a product genuinely and you're just like, I just enjoyed this, like, this was sickening. That review happened, the brand's like, oh, that's so nice, whatever. That same brand, a week later, sends you something designer, something nice, because they just appreciated it so much. Do you feel like they're just showing a token of gratitude? Or do you feel like they're kind of putting in a way it's like, we'll send you nice things if you keep reviewing our stuff?
I think that's exactly how it happened for me. It was Hourglass. I literally used their foundation and products like, just like a crazy
clockwork.
Amount
like
that, like clockwork. Mm-hmm. And what's crazy is I'm wearing it right now. So if they want to send me another Prada bag, I'm just kidding. But I genuinely, that's why they sent the bag at Christmas time. They're like,
they
for your year, this whole year of like promoting us for free, like, we want to give you this bag. So in my thank you for them, I posted it. But now I look at that and I go, well, maybe I shouldn't have. But at the end of the day, it's still like,
Because, okay, so for example, you promoted them genuinely an entire year.
Yes.
They didn't pay you for it. They just promoted you genuinely. And they gave you a gift for doing that because you just genuinely did it. Is that bad? Like,
I know. See, that's it's not really
thing.
Bad.
That's why it's not like a bad thing. That's like, not the a brand bad thing. Just appreciated what you did.
They're like, but thank it's almost you. Like,
do you feel like it turns into like a, are you buying affection?
Well, this is all business. I think it's all business. I think it's all business.
I agree. And like the brand could be thinking, oh my God, that's so nice. But like at the end of the day, they're saying that because you maybe converted for them too.
Yeah. It's like, let me help this girl out that just sold an insane amount of our product all year long.
Right. So I think
what
it's
if
a
the
very...
influencers maybe just shouldn't post it then?
But then like, would you not feel almost bad?
Yes,
or would you
say,
and you would DM the brand and be like, hey, I would just want to say I thank you for this gift. That wasn't very sweet of you, but like not post it.
I think that is equally as good.
I think that's like the best option, to be honest.
I think that honestly is the best option.
Because you can receive a gift, but you don't need to be potentially like showing it off or making it like a thing. It's just hard because I think you are appreciative. So it's a gray area to me.
I'm not trying to bash any influencer because I've done it and it would be hard for me not to do it if it happened to me again, just because I feel like it would be me like, okay, thanks. Anyways. So I think maybe the best thing to do is not post it and contact the brand and just be like, wow. And I don't think the brand would care.
I don't think so either. I think that they could potentially be thinking like, oh, this person was gray and I'm sending him a gift.
Yeah.
Who knows? It is a very gray area, though.
It's a gray area.
It's gray.
All right, May.
Okay. Mine is when someone, this is like specifically to like TikTok and beauty and whatnot, and like just product in general, is when people are so known to link products in their Laura.
I'm a linker.
Okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about TikTok shop.
Oh,
so
got it.
You can link the house. Like that's totally fine. Like linking, like in descriptions, different.
But
I'm talking,
we might need to dive into some more link things though.
You know what? We're gonna circle back. So what I think that is annoying, I will say, girl, if you put links in your description, do links in your description.
Go like off.
Absolutely. I don't give a fuck. I'm not seeing it constantly. It doesn't look so sponsored, the house. When you're the type of creator who every single post is linking TikTok, like the shop feature, and you constantly see it and it's the same people doing it. I'm like, girl, it just gives off such a sponsored vibe.
Yeah.
And like, even if you're not sponsored, to me, it gives off, you're just trying to sell me this product so you make your commission.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm all about people making their commission. I'm all about them making their point. Absolutely. But when you constantly are doing that,
like
it's like a revolving door.
You're not giving us anything genuine.
You're not giving me even like, what if you don't like something?
Yeah. Yeah. You're not giving any
you're not
negative
getting a
reviews.
Single negative review.
You're not.
You like everything you talk about.
One thing on the platform that's not selling.
You're
something.
Trying me.
Yeah.
Like that's absolutely like, to me, it gives off very ingenuine. Mm-hmm. Gives off very, I'm just trying to make a buck off of you. If you buying it, so that's why I'm constantly leaking. And also, I will tie into a mini pet peeve of that is when people actually don't talk about the product and the thing, and they're like, I'm obsessed with this. This is so great. Link in TikTok. Link in my shop. Link in my bio.
Oh, that's a pet. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Are you
too.
Fucking kidding me? Mm-hmm. You can't just comment on
that
the thing.
That is so cringy.
It's so cringy. You're gonna. So you can't even comment, and you're responding to your followers and audience that you have built yourself. You want to, that man that walked by is so fine.
Oh my God, y'all, we're on the second story.
He
is seeing.
So you can't even tell your audience that you built that you are supposed to care about a product. You're so obsessed with making 10% off of that one product that you're saying, go to my link.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Fake.
That's
fake, phony, and I don't like it.
But see, that's where people like to loop in all influencers are fake. I'm like, no, just be aware of the ones you're following. You know what I mean?
Like the ones, like, I was like, maybe you're just following the wrong ones.
You're just following the wrong ones. Of course there's going to be ones that, you know.
Take advantage of the system.
Yeah, take advantage of the system.
Mm-hmm. But wait, what were you going to say about circling back to the links?
Oh, okay. So it kind of falls under the exact same thing. I feel like I link a lot of stuff on IG story. I mostly link things that people ask for.
Totally.
Like if they're like, ooh, what's your favorite fragrance or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I try to cut it down though. But I guess I get tired of watching people's story.
I feel like you're a good linker.
Thank you.
I do. And I told Lori this actually several times. You'll make a really cute ass page and like a little like, these are all things
for
I
LTK.
Like. Yes, an LTK. And it's like one link for like, let's say 10 products that looks pretty. I'm like, that is giving to me.
Right.
If you're linking every single story,
it kind of gives the TikTok shop thing where it's like, if you're not posting anything on your IG story, but just links, 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 links. What is this page exactly?
A salesman.
A salesman. A salesman. Who am I following?
I just don't like that. I don't like, like I said, am about people being entrepreneurs and hustling and making their coin, 1,000%. But if all you're trying to do is sell me on something, I will side-eye you.
If there's nothing else there.
If you can't provide me anything else but not a personality. Link,
no personality.
Nothing?
No side-eye. Like inspiration. No sharing of nothing? Family.
Stories,
or like friend or like what your life is. Fun times. Like we're just straight up links. Then why am I here, babes?
Wrong queen. Wrong queen. I don't like that.
You got the wrong queen.
Overlinking.
Overlinking, abusing the links.
Ugh, hate it.
Another one I don't like. And this has happened to me on both ends when brands do tiered PR packages. So
this
they'll
is a big one, actually,
they'll make
for me.
A small PR package with less stuff in it for smaller creators, and then bigger creators, they'll give them an iPad, like Nintendo Switch was one.
I remember
and
that.
And what it is like a lot of times it's the PR girl's friends that they'll like.
Totally, totally.
You know
they'll be like, hey, do you want this?
But I'm like, I guess in my world, and again, I have been the receiver of the more high-end package and I cringe.
I know. I've also gotten the lower end package and the higher end package.
Me too.
And it's like,
it's cringy. Like, how dare you give everybody the same package? And if you can't afford to do that, then don't.
Then just literally don't make a higher tiered version of what you're sending in PR.
All it says to the influencers across the board is you're less valuable to me, so I'm going to send you less, but this person is more valuable. And like, that's such a slap in the face. And it's just not necessary. It's not necessary.
It's honestly really pointless. Like,
it's pointless.
There's no need to do a tiered PR. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes I think that the tiered PR, they're trying to get the bigger influencers' attention. So they're sending something grand. Whereas I feel like, let's say smaller influencers, they're just sending the PR and like, we know we're going to get
you're the low-hanging
love.
Fruit.
You're low-hanging fruit. And
it's
so
such a slap in the
slimy
face.
Almost.
It's slimy.
It's slimy. And I cannot agree with you more. I've gotten the bigger ones and I'm literally like,
but I'm like, how can the brands not notice that is just so chewy and slimy?
It is. It is. I remember when, like you were talking about with the Nintendo Switch. Because I was not the recipient of a Switch.
Me
I was not
darling,
one of the girlies.
Me
I actually got, with the same PR, it was a bag of rice.
It's actually so funny.
It was a bag of uncooked rice.
The juxtaposition.
It was the other, like the same product had came out and it was, some influencers got the product with a bag of rice.
Yeah.
And some influencers got the product with the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Right.
And I got the rice in that one.
Right. You got the rice bag.
Rice,
but do you see how it's like so unnecessary?
Girl.
Like if you can't afford to do it across the board, it slaps the influencers that you might love so much, but they just aren't tiered up enough for you in the face. So I just feel like a tip for all PR and brands out there, just make your PR packages just like straight across the board.
Even across the board.
Even across
it's just
the board.
More
it's
fair.
Classy.
And it doesn't even matter if like you have a micro and a macro influencer. Like people should be like, especially if you're getting brand stuff, getting PR sent to you, it should be the same
it
across
should.
The board. It shouldn't
it
be
should.
Some like, oh, well, you're a big influencer, so you get a Switch. You know, like it just have it be equal across and that would be nice. And like, yeah, the brand might not see them as equal because let's say a bigger creator and a smaller creator, but to show it so blatantly, it's totally slimy.
A brand did this with a celebrity and it was really embarrassing for me. So it was a celebrity event. The celebrity owned the brand. The celebrity was at the event. So the bigger creators got a wristband to meet the celebrity. I'm not talking about Beyonce's event, which I think they did that there too.
They did, but that was for the brand.
Yeah. That was different. But you know what brand I'm talking about.
Yes.
And then they invited like hundreds of influencers, okay? And then they give wristbands to the bigger influencers. And then, so we got wristbands. And so we're at this event and like smaller creators were chatting with and they're like, oh, you get to meet her. And I was like, yeah, don't you? And they were like so upset. And it's so awkward for me because I'm like, okay, well, the brand's an asshole and just gave cool people with a bunch of numbers wristbands. And then your face when you're invited and came out to this event like everybody else, you don't get to meet the celebrity because you don't have high enough numbers. That is crazy to me. And it makes it really awkward for us.
Just don't invite as many creators. Like,
oh, they want to fill the room.
They want to fill the room.
But they don't want to give the small creators what, you know what I mean? Like
yes,
what they deserve.
Again, like it's, if it doesn't matter the size creator too. Like if someone is going out of their way to come
don't invite
to
them
an event and support, like literally don't invite them. If you're not going to be treating them fairly, or it's going to be some weird thing, or like they can't meet the celebrity because they're not a big enough creator,
then don't invite them.
Just don't even invite them, because it creates such a weird environment. And then
I would feel weird too because I was
at the same event. We met her.
Yes.
And I felt awkward when people were talking to us. I'm like, oh, we don't get to meet her.
They were so upset and creators. Kind of venting to
and
us.
And I literally was like,
I know, with our wristband on, like, like that is so awkward and horrible.
I don't know what to tell you, Diva.
And I'm like, yeah, the brand doesn't appreciate you.
Like, what are we supposed to say?
What are we supposed to say?
Like, I'm sorry that you don't get to meet the celeb.
I think it's tasteless, and I think it's rude when brands do it. You want a full room, but you don't want to get back to everybody in the room. Only certain people in the room. Mm-hmm. Well, then just have those certain people at your event.
Right.
That's just what it is.
But they won't, because those people a lot of times won't go.
Exactly.
So they want to have
an incentive.
A gazillion creators. So that in case people
drop
off.
It's a win-win for them, and it's a lose-lose for the smaller creators.
Yes.
So I don't like when brands do any type of like treat everyone equal. Like you're inviting on brand trips, you're invited to events, PR, treat people equal.
I agree, Laura. That was a complete, absolute yes for me. So a pet peeve of mine is when people will, it almost seems deliberate, use the product incorrectly.
Oh.
Just to shred the product or brand.
To give it a bad review
for the shock value of the review. Mm-hmm. And it just brings me back to like the Max Squirt days. Do you remember those days?
Yes.
When people were
pressing them in as hard as they could.
They were
on
like,
their lips.
Oh my goodness. And it literally like the mushing product comes off because it's not a product that you should be doing
that with. Every Mac employee was rolling their eyes out of their head.
I hope they were rolling it like so intense. So people were using them and they were just like, am I? And it's so funny because I have like very specific videos in my head that are very like, am I doing this wrong? Like, yes, bitch, you are doing it wrong.
Correct.
Actually. And it looks so cringy and so corny.
Yeah.
That's like one thing that gets on my nerves, because it's like you're using the product incorrectly just
to get the click.
To get the clicks for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it annoys me.
Yeah.
It really does.
And it works.
And that's why it annoys me too. Mm-hmm. But it just reminds me of like, I don't know. It just reminds me of like, I guess in the old days and like YouTube and stuff like that, you couldn't really do that. You just use a product and you hopefully use it the best way you could. And if it worked, it worked. If it didn't, it didn't. But like in this newer age, like people can use products absolutely incorrectly just for the virality of it. Mm-hmm. And the product could be absolutely amazing, but they're using it wrong. And it seems unfair, because if it does go viral, that brand launch and that brand product is shredded to filth.
That sucks.
Because they used it wrong, low key on purpose.
Yeah.
And like maybe they're actually dumb and they just don't know how to use it. Like maybe they're actually stupid, but I don't believe it.
No, Meredith Duxbury, I don't know if she used it on purpose, but no better example of what happened whenever the Jones Road Beauty Balm Foundation, she used it with her viral technique of rubbing all over her face. And then she was like, I don't like it. It looks like shit. And then
look what happened.
Bobby Brown, like herself.
Shredded her.
Made a video shredded her, and it became the biggest fucking thing we talked about on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I don't know. I feel like she didn't realize what the foundation was, though, in that aspect.
Totally. And
you
like,
know
she
what I mean?
Was using something the way she uses it.
Yeah, she was using it the way. So she was like, this doesn't work for me in the way that I do foundation. So, like,
totally.
I get that.
And I respect
more.
That
yeah,
aspect.
Yeah, respect that aspect.
But
like, see, what if Mac sat down and was like, for all you fucking idiots,
I wish
what
they
those
did.
Were?
Ah! Let me tell you something. If Mac did that, if they were like, the CEO of Mac was like, hey, losers, you just click it twice and then you put it on and it actually works great. I would scream bloody murder and I would fucking stitch it.
It would literally break. It would break the internet.
I would scream because it'd be so fucking funny to me. But yeah, I just don't like when people, it's just like either you're literally, you have no, don't know anything about makeup at all, truly, or you're just doing something on purpose for views.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Let me get my little sheet out here.
Get your little... I love how it's folded like the fans and elementary where you kind of do the, like, do you remember like when you would fold it like this and they would turn into a fan and you like this?
This paper
has been for gigs.
Has been. Okay, so another good one, Manny brought this up too. When an influencer says every single product has changed their life. Every single product is life changing. Listen, I'm really hard about tooting hard on the products I love, but if you notice and you really watch my channel and you really watch my reviews, you'll notice that even the products I love the most, I always say who they would work for, and there are things about them like if you have oily skin, you might not like this one. Or totally. I'm obsessed with this fragrance. I wear it every day. If you don't like musk, you will not like this. Like I'm really,
you cater it.
I cater it to like why I'm obsessed with it and why I love it so much. But like, if you're this type of person, you're not going to like it. And you can watch factually my reviews. Totally. I always try to give the whereabouts, because I know there's a variety of viewers viewing, and just because I love it and it changed my mind doesn't mean it's going to change yours. So I always want to give an honest review in that way. Even whenever you do like something, there's a way of giving an honest review.
Absolutely. I feel the exact same. And in my videos, I'm the exact same. I feel like if I love something, you'll know why I love it. Mm-hmm. And I will make sure that you see why I love it. You can make
those judgments.
And you can make those judgment calls. But the thing is like, okay, I will not like something and I'll say I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big difference too. It's like sometimes when you see creators that are overtly positive about products.
About everything.
It kind of falls into the salesman-iness of like linking vibes. Mm-hmm. To me, it just gives off like, girl, how are you going to love everything?
Yeah. There's never a bad review.
So what, you have every skin type and every skin problem?
Yeah.
And you love everything? Like how... It doesn't make, like, for example, like, let's say someone is dry as the Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
And they're using a foundation that's for oily skin that, like, is dry as fuck. And they're like, I love this. This is so great for dry skin. And it literally looks patchy on their skin. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, you're just saying that you love it, just to say you love it. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, that comes across very disingenuous.
Yeah.
And even the thing is, you don't have to shred something to not like it.
Yeah.
You can be very respectful and be like, I don't like this, and this is why.
And this is why. That's my point. Always say why you don't like something because maybe that's why somebody else would like it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important. I think that nuance is missed when you're doing shorter form content.
Yeah.
A lot of the times,
it's the speed round.
It's the speed of which you're getting reviews out, and people want it quickly. And it's like, do you like it or not? Mm-hmm. That's all people kind of want to know. They don't want to know why. As much, they just want to know yes or no.
Also, for me and my reviews, and you guys may notice this, I really gauge on price. That is huge for me. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, e.l.f. comes out with bronzy drops. I am going to be less critical of a $12 bronzy drop versus a $35 bronzy drop. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm trying to say, okay, if I'm spending $35 on this,
it better be slay.
I like both, by the way, but it better be good. I'm going
more.
To give way more grace to brands like e.l.f. because their price point is so low, and I'm getting this for $12. You know what I mean?
I couldn't agree more. I'm price the exact same way.
Price is huge on me with my reviews because, like, trust me, if I'm buying a $50 lipstick, this shit better blow the roof off the house.
It better make me like I have no lip lines.
Literally.
It better be perfect.
If I buy a similar color and it's $2, I'm going to be way less critical, and I'm going to be like, wow, for $2, this is pretty good.
Exactly. And they can do the same thing.
They can
look exactly the same.
Price is huge for me in my reviews.
So I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. I'm right there with you, Laura. Mm-hmm. I think that is so true. I think that price does make a huge difference.
It does. People.
And like, for example, if I'm using a highlighter, again, that's $3. And it's doing the same thing as a $30. I'm going to be like, I like this one more.
And you're going to be maybe a little more critical of your review when the price comes in. Because I think as a viewer, like, do you get what you pay for? I think is a lot of times what goes into question.
And that's the fun part about finding finds that are inexpensive that work great.
So I gave a kind, not really a bad review. I just said I didn't like the Tarte Shape Tape contour because it's so messy. And everybody's like, well, it has a click top, and I'm like, well, no, it's still too liquidy and messy in this packaging. Charlotte Tilbury one's not quite as messy, and the e.l.f.
Are you talking about the like sponge ones?
Shit goes everywhere. I hate those. Yes, they're a mess.
I'm not like those sponge girlies. I don't like them.
But the e.l.f. ones they're a little more creamy. But anyway, so it's like if I'm paying the Tarte price, like I want it to be perfect.
You want it to? You're gonna be more critical.
It's expensive.
You're gonna be critical.
I'm gonna be critical
as you should be because your audience might not have as much money to spend on these items.
Exactly.
So it's like, that doesn't mean we're going to say something that's $5 is great because it's $5. It just means that we're going to be less critical. I will say,
for $5, this is pretty good.
Like for $5, damn.
Yeah, right.
But like if it doesn't work for $5, it's still not working for $5, like regardless. But we're just going to be more realistic.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to be realistic. Let's be realists here. Another one of my pet peeves that I actually didn't write down.
Ooh, give it to us.
Is... this is actually one of my biggest pet peeves, and I forgot all about it. And I didn't even do it in my video, and I forgot. One of my biggest pet peeves is when people are doing lip sync videos on, like, let's say TikTok or Shorts or whatever, And they're billing foundation and they're doing these like crazy.
For the click.
That one, it could be my number one. Uh-oh. Biggest pet peeve. Uh-oh. When people, like, let's say they're like, and like there's like the song singing and they're lip syncing, but they're spilling foundation, spilling primer, getting powder, and they're putting powder all over their face like this. And then like the transition happens and they look like sickening because they did their glam. That is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, it's literally gross to me.
Yeah.
You make me fucking cringe. And I really mean that from the bottom of my soul. That, any video like that, I'm like this. Oh! Like,
get off.
It's almost because it just looks gross and it's wasteful that it just annoys me.
It's just silly.
It's just silly and like,
it's not respectable
dumb,
content.
And I don't respect it.
Yeah, you don't respect the content.
I really don't. And it's like, I know people who have done those videos and have told me in person, like, because I think I've said it before, like in some capacity, where I was like, oh, I hate those like cringy ass videos, like those transitions, like when they're really wasteful. And they're like, oh, I do a lot of videos. Like, have you ever seen mine? I'm like, yeah.
I hate them.
I hate them.
Well, that's honesty.
It's honest. Like, I'm like, girl, just because you, like, I still am not going to like it, even though just because you do it doesn't mean I still don't like it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's different, by the way, from trying a wacky technique. That's not what he's talking about.
Sure.
He is talking about when people just literally do the craziest shit with makeup, just dump stuff to get the click.
Imagine.
That's not trying a technique.
No. Imagine someone's getting a tube of foundation and that's
just
and they're squeezing it,
the
like,
whole tube all over their eyeballs
and letting it hit their nose and
their
eyes
mouth.
And everywhere just for
the click of it, the view
that is annoying to me and it provides nothing because that's not what you're doing.
It provides nothing.
It gives nothing. That's not what you're doing. You're not doing that with your actual foundation routine. That's not your base. You're trying to do a silly little thing and I'm like, cute, it's silly, whatever. But to me, it just looks gross.
And it's wasteful.
But
I mean, they got all their shit for free in PR probably anyways.
Wasteful still. I don't even care.
That's true. Because you can give it to somebody.
At the end of the day, you're still being wasteful. And you're going through an entire tube of foundation in one video is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
All right, guys. And that is it for our beauty pet peeves. I want you to comment down yours. If me and Minnie have done them, don't comment them.
And specifically don't if we have.
Listen, we're not perfect. We just wanted to dish with some of our things that just like.
I do annoying things.
Grind dog is.
I know I do annoying things. Like at the end of the day, like in my video when I first made it, I was like, at the end of it, I was like, you guys, I'm not trying to shred anyone at all. I do annoying things too. Like, I'm not perfect, but these are just like, it's fun shade where it's not actually like targeted being mean. It's literally just like random pet peeves.
Right.
Like that are just silly.
I love that.
You know?
Yeah. It's not that deep.
It's not. It's
or is it? Or is it?
Only skin deep. It's not that deep.
But anyways, that is it for today's episode. Don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe.
You know what we should, if people like this, we could do a brand version. I did a brand version one recently and people enjoyed it.
Okay.
Because it was kind of like being what it's like being an indie brand owner.
Yeah.
And what, like pet peeves as like what it's, how hard it can be.
Yeah.
As a creator that has a brand.
Yeah.
And people really enjoyed it.
Oh,
so I feel like we could always do something like that too.
I'll check that out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we'll see you in the next one.
Bye, guys. Mwah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh, my God. Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastelude.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.